What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go to Ralph in New York City. Aloha, Ralph. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Ray, Mike, how you doing? I was just checking. I was on a talk show. I was checking out Jared Salenta from TrendsResearch.com. We were talking about the coronavirus, but they said that the real agenda is going to be the Great Depression after this election is over. I just want to know from your opinion. Do you think we are in that path?
I think we're already in recession. I mean, they keep changing the definition of recession, so they can, recession, so they can say, you know, we're not in one yet. But I think anybody looking around the country at the true scale of unemployment, the retail vacancies, is going to see this country's in serious economic trouble.
Oh yeah, I walk around New York City. You see, around New York City, you start to see a lot of commercial real estate empty. Store chains are going filing for bankruptcies. I was just also in Miami the same way, Los Angeles. I mean, I'm mostly in the big cities. I mean, Salente and Peter Schiff and InfoWars, a lot of these big sites saying that the Trump economy is an illusion. And they said that it's all a smokescreen, just hyping up the stock market until this election is over. And I just want to see where your view is on this.
No, I'm in agreement. We're still being lied to about the economy. They're still trying to use the stock market as a banner to wave that back and forth and say, see, it's the economy. That goes all the way back to Bill Clinton. But I think the dips that we saw this week are going to rattle some investors, and they're going into the weekend in negative territory, which, the normal model is a huge upshove on Friday. So they massage the market to have that happy ending, so that the investor class has a nice relaxing weekend and they come back to, you know, Monday in a positive mood. That's not going to happen this weekend, obviously.
Exactly. But do you see a play out between now and this summer or later on in the year? Is it going to be a chess game match the way you see things going on now?
I think Donald Trump is going to do everything he can to keep the stock market up and keep the illusion of a good economy until after the general election. And after that, I don't think they can hold it together much longer.
So do you see signs of anarchy or civil unrest in the country after this election is over? If this economy really goes into a crash, do you see signs of it, or you see martial law coming?
I tend to think not, because if you go back to the Depression of the 1930s, as bad as it got, there was some occasional rioting, but nothing on a major scale.
Oh, really? I mean, I'm starting to see the local media is talking about local crime. The crime epidemic is going up around the country. Massive unemployment. The numbers on fair rights are cooked by the numbers. And it's all big smokescreen propaganda is going on, and also the primaries of this election with Bloomberg spending over $700 million in this campaign. We know Bloomberg's my former mayor of New York, Mr. Stop and Frisk. We all know that the guy is totally arrogant, the egotistical mind. What it wants to be Mr. Nanny, what he does here with Stop and Frisk and Mr. Soda Man here. But it goes to show you that it's a big joke. What's your view on him?
Well, again, like I said, I think the only guide that we have to go by is how society reacted during the Depression of the 1930s. And again, heyday of organized crime. They were trying prohibition. And it was a bit of a mess, and I think it's obviously going to be a mess again. But whether there's going to be a wide-scale uprising, I seriously don't see that.
They're just going to keep putting money in and keep pacifying the people as much as they can then.
We'll have a new Busby Berkeley making movies that people will go for escapist entertainment. And we'll finally get rid of all this politically correct lecturing media that we have right now. And they'll go back to, we're in the money, and a little bit of fantasy here, because that's what movies.
I mean, I mean, it's a disgrace. We have a mayor that built de Blasio. It's totally a total commie. AOC here in New York, you know, I think Cuomo, my home state's embarrassing. The way I see New York City and the entire political establishment and the Democratic Party is a total collapse. And I think they're done. It will never be a comeback ever again. And also with Chuckie Schumer threatening the judges of the Supreme Court. Oh my God! It's totally mind blowing and the charade where these people are. What an insanity these people are. It's I'm just embarrassing. I'm an embarrassment being a New Yorker. It's amazing.
All right. Well, listen, Ralph, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Hi.
Hi.
The economic effects of this coronavirus are pretty far-reaching. As an example, Princess Cruise Lines, in order to counter some of the bad press they've experienced recently, is offering some amazing deals on cruises. You know, the problem is there's a 14-day minimum and no predetermined return date.
Yeah.
That 14 days is the incubation period. It's a quarantine.
Well, that's what they're saying the incubation period is, but there's kind of an indication that it may actually be longer than that.
It's a joke.
We've got one case where there is a 27 days between period of contact and development of symptoms.
Right, exactly. That's even scary. The longer it is, the worse it is. On a serious note, first of all, the effects on different countries and different races of people, what I've heard so far is that this has something to do with the number of angiotensin-converting enzyme receptor sites that the person has, and that this varies from race to race. So this may be why we're seeing higher transmissibility and higher lethality in Italy and Iran and places like that. It could indeed be ethnic and may or may not be intentional.
Well, we know that produced diseases that are ethnically sensitive, like Tay-Sachs and sickle cell anemia. And
right.
So,
well, that, yeah.
Probably, yeah, for, I mean, Israel's been working on ethnically sensitive bioweapons for a very, very long time. Probably so has the United States.
Yeah, and a lot of people, you used to hear talk on, even on RBN, about how when the Soviet Union fell apart, Iran scooped up a lot of their biopreparat weapons scientists for pennies on the dollar. So Iran should also be a big player in this. The Russians had the city called Biopreparat, and then they had their own, you know, bioweapons program. And then, you know, after the Soviet Union fell, they weren't paying these guys, and they went off and got work elsewhere. And Iran was one of the big participants in that.
I would imagine that the States probably would have grabbed a few of them as well, sort of a replay of Operation Paperclip at the end of World War II.
Yeah, you would think so. Yeah. And then one other thing, you just mentioned with a previous caller, the depression and the behavior of the people, you know, during the depression. I would suggest that the population overall is much larger now. The population density is greater in the cities, and the character of the people is not what it was at the time of the Great Depression. So that, I think, it makes for a much more volatile situation. Plus, we've also already had some of the leftists, you know, committing to violent acts in the event that they don't fare well in the elections in November.
Yes.
All right, that's all. That's all I pretty much had. Anyway.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Darlene in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Darlene. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just going to let you know, Mike, that here in Pennsylvania, in Bucks County, they shut down 5 schools due to an exposure to the virus. And also in Delaware County, they have one confirmed. And in, I think it's Warren County, which is right across the river from Pennsylvania. In New Jersey, they have one confirmed that they have them housed quarantined.
Okay.
But they also, they have families, and all these children are going to be running around the streets, too. So I was wondering, in a case like that, what do you do?
Well, you try not to run over the little kids running around in the streets, first and foremost. And the other is common sense, just keep your distance.
Well, I know that. But see, I go to dialysis every day, every other
okay.
Three times a week. And what I'm concerned about, I don't want to carry it to my friends in dialysis and I, or on the bus that I ride to get there.
Do you have it?
No. I have no symptoms at all. But I'm just kind of worried because we went to the store today.
In your case, I think you'd be justified in wearing a face mask. And if anybody asks why, just say, I don't have symptoms, but just in case, I want to make sure I'm not, you know, exhaling on people.
Okay,
I'm not a doctor,
take
it worth.
I'm sorry. I was going to also tell you, we went to Sam's Club today, and they're washing all the carts down with bleach every time someone brings one back. And all the hand sanitary stuff, he's gone.
I believe it.
And then my husband has pictures on his phone where he went to Walmart. All the bleach is all wiped out, everything for cleaning.
Yes.
And also he said he's reminded me that we go to the drugstores and people go to the drugstores because they're sick. Isn't that... Would it be better to have the drugs delivered or just go get them?
It would probably be better to have the drugstores delivered to you if you're that concerned about... Yeah, you're right. People who are already sick are customers who go to the drugstores.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for the phone call. And we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I disagree. I think that martial law is all but inevitable. We spoke about this before, about how China is almost, their normal state is not far from martial law. How the Japanese, because they're a very unified as a nation, as a people, ethnically and everything else, and are willing to put up with a lot of stuff, more discipline than we are, they'll put up with it. But you try closing stores when the supply chain breaks down, closing stores so there's no food in South Central, you know, where they have
yes.
to, you know, it ain't going to work here. And the people won't tolerate martial law. One of the things that in researching this 1918 flu, they did a case study in Kansas City, Kansas, and the first of the four waves of the flu hit there in October. The worst of it was October 1918, and they closed all the schools, closed all businesses that weren't. That had and any gathering at all that numbered above 20 was closed down. That went on for a month or whatever, 6 weeks maybe, and then they relaxed some of that. And when it came back on the second wave, the virus hit later on, they no longer would tolerate those closed downs. You know, they wouldn't tolerate the same things, even though it was hitting pretty bad on the second wave. Now this is with a homogenous, mostly like 90% white population, right? 90% Christian, very well
yeah.
religious and disciplined. It ain't going to happen now. And I honestly, this is like to me this, and you know I'm not biblical at all. But this is like the four freaking horsemen of apocalypse. We're talking about pestilence, plague, you know, locusts. Coronavirus, wars, fact that we have the democracy is dead, that the people are being purposely set off against each other. We've got global billionaires that use us as playthings. This is really a new dark age. Individual rights are all but gone, and it's a global oligarchy. And, you know, the people who control all the money, who can print the money out of nothing, they control it all. That's the way it looks to me, Mike. But I will tell you that from a micro or national political point of view, if Trump's getting all sorts of attacks from even within his own party, the Never Trumpers, all that, you know what? Martial law might be a pretty good thing for him. I'm on the phone. Can I come back with you?
Yeah, continue.
Martial law might politically look pretty good to him. The Democrats are out to get him. The deep state's out to get him. And you know what? When the National Defense Resources Preparedness Act, which was passed and ratified under Obama, he can declare martial law. And believe me, a virus that will kill, you know, a million people or close, that's enough to initiate that. And he can take over everything. And this is a guy who I don't think would hesitate taking over everything and might even feel it in his own best interest to do so. So what do you think?
It's an extreme possibility. I'm not going to say it can't happen, but I think it's unlikely.
Why do you think it's unlikely?
Because I think most voters would vote against him in November if he tried that.
But Michael, listen, as a hypothetical, they're saying that there could be a million cases, 1.4 million by July 4th. I read that on your site. Hello? So let's say there's 1 million cases and everything's shut down and the schools are shut down and everything, you know, businesses to a large extent are coming to a standstill. And so then Congress goes on hiatus in August. So let's say Trump declares martial law, and he has every right to do under the law. We were stupid enough to allow presidents to have this power. He gives martial law. Congress is on hiatus. There wouldn't be an election. You know, they go off there, and Trump takes over everything, all the airwaves, or the president, whoever he might be, all the airwaves, all the transportation, all the hospitals, everything. They take over everything, and under the National Defense Resources Preparedness Act, it used to be on whitehouse.gov, the whole thing. He doesn't have to do anything except report back to Congress after 1 year. So Congress is dissolved. They're on their hiatus. They're back in Dallas or L.A. or Hawaii or Indiana, and they're not coming back. They can't get on the air. They can't do anything because he controls the airways. He controls everything. That's the way the law is written.
I understand that's the way the law is written, but I think that if Trump were to try something that draconian, that we probably would see more of a reaction from the American people. I know I would certainly react to that, because that's not the way this country is supposed to run. On the other hand, you're right. If ordinary people don't wise up and follow the basic precautions to prevent the spread of this, we could reach the point where that does become necessary.
Yeah, and I would submit to you that Trump might even politically think it's advantageous. I mean, he's the absolute dictator for at least a year. And in that time, you know, hell, he could have already executed Congress for all we know. He controls the airwaves and all communications. How would we even know? Or any president. But, you know, the ruling billionaire oligarchs, and you know who they are, have invested so much power in the puppet presidents that they think that they can control so well. But this is one where he could round up everybody and do whatever he wanted to do. And he has the justification is there.
It's possible, but it's unlikely. And Peter, I'm going to have to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. Got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Milton in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Milton. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yes, Mike. Follow the previous gentleman that said about the martial law. My understanding was, and please correct me so I understand, if the president declares martial law, he could suspend the Constitution law up to 5 years, and not even an act of Congress can bring it back. Is that correct?
I believe that's correct. See, there's a whole series of what are called the FEMA laws that go all the way back to Richard Nixon, which were these executive orders placed in the Federal Registry, and because the Congress didn't object to them then, they're now part of the president's authority. This is why presidents always declare this or that state of emergency, as it gives them more authority. And all the president has to do is declare a national emergency for whatever cause might be out there, whether it's a pandemic or an invasion or rioting in the streets. And he gets all these authorities to just take direct federal control of pretty much everything in this country. And you're right. Congress would not be able to reassert the Constitution. I mean, look how much trouble they're having trying to regain their authority over war making.
Right, yeah. Now, enough to follow up on that now. Let's say that martial law is declared, and it goes a year past what due date was for the election. Now, if for some reason it was taken off, do we have an election yet, and Trump could still run?
Well, in theory, if the election is called off, Trump would stay in office.
Yeah, but sooner or later we would have to come up with an election, right?
That would be up to Donald Trump.
In other words, theoretically, then he could sneak in almost, you know, 3 terms.
He could be president for life.
Yeah. That's kind of scary. I don't care who it is. Somebody has that power.
That's not the way America is to run.
Yeah, that's scary. Okay, Mike, I got a little better understanding of that. I'll be out there jumping around to everybody else if that should pass. I'll tell you.
All right, getting on back to the coronavirus, apparently North Korea's Kim Jong-un has sent a letter expressing hope for South Korea to overcome their coronavirus outbreak. And apparently Moon Jae-in's office said the South is battling the biggest epidemic of the disease outside China. I keep hearing that it's Iran outside of China, so they keep flipping back. Again, we don't have reliable numbers on any of this stuff. Now, the other day we had a story where Chinese scientists were saying this did not originate in China. It originated somewhere else, possibly the United States. And now we have this prominent Chinese dissident wants Vice President Pence to look at the possibility Beijing might try to place the origin of the coronavirus outbreak with the United States. Well, again, I can't help but noticing that the two countries that are being hardest hit by COVID-19, our countries deemed to be threats to the United States, mainly China and Iran. Now, the other day we were talking about how China is now banning the export of pharmaceuticals and medical supplies. They're keeping them all inside the country in case they're going to need them. Well, apparently India has now joined that as well. India is banning pharmaceutical exports and medical equipment that is manufactured inside their country. There are going to be shortages of this stuff here in the United States of America, because we've stopped being a manufacturing power. And we were manufacturing powers going into World War I, going into World War II. Here we are on the edge of World War III. We have to go to other countries to get almost everything that we need. That is a tremendous, tremendous strategic weakness. Apparently, orders and sales of heavy trucks and medium-duty trucks are plunging in the U.S., again, because of the uncertainty over COVID-19. And whether or not work is going to get done or products are going to be taken to the stores here. Speaking of the stores, supermarkets are preparing for food riots as part of the emergency plans to feed the nation. But apparently high-end stores, you know, the prestige stores, they're empty. They're all but deserted. People don't want to go into those stores because there are going to be other shoppers and they're going to be concerned about catching the disease. But they are going to the basic stores and cleaning out toilet paper, bleach, rubber gloves, all kinds of stuff. Okay, now, apparently down in Australia, toilet paper production is now running 24 hours a day. People are stocking up on that. And we're starting to see it here in this part of Indiana. We were at the market earlier today and getting a little more toilet paper. And I noticed the shelves were all fronted. In other words, there were rolls of toilet paper on the front of the shelves. But when you peek behind, completely empty all the way back, to the vertical part of the shelves. So, yeah, it's getting a little bit tight out there. Somebody wrote me an email saying that Comic-Con in Seattle has, in fact, been postponed. The other day we were talking about it, all the things in Washington State that were being postponed, and they said, no, Comic-Con is going on. Well, apparently that too has changed. It was originally scheduled for March 12th through the 15th. It's been postponed. They don't have a new date yet as to when it will take place. So this email goes on to say, you know, this is not the flu. It's a new form of virus. Well, it's a new form of coronavirus, which has been around for a while. But you're right. This is not influenza. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back after these two words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're still talking about the coronavirus. Apparently, over 200,000 attendees have been barred because the Ohio government has shut down the Arnold Schwarzenegger Bodybuilding Expo. And apparently, spectators are now being banned from athletic events. Now, we talked about this the other day, but it's worth mentioning again. Back in 1976, there was a swine flu scare, and it resulted in a mandatory vaccination campaign ordered for all Americans, except the vaccine had problems. For one thing, it killed 50 times as many people as the swine flu did, and for those it didn't kill, it inflicted neurological brain damage, permanent neurological brain damage, called Guillain-Barré syndrome. And obviously, as they rush to create a new vaccine for coronavirus, the possibility of a mistake cannot be ignored. And that was the rationale behind indemnifying vaccine manufacturers, saying that if there was a crisis and we needed a vaccine, you know, we have to rush it through, we have to fast track it, and we've got to protect those poor old vaccine companies from civil litigation. And that's when that whole vaccine court was set up, to limit the amount of financial damage that the vaccine companies would have to pay if they put out a bad product, which they have on several occasions here. As I mentioned earlier in the show, 328 Chinese have been nabbed trying to enter the United States illegal from within Mexico. So, Data from the Department of Homeland Security shows these immigrants from China were caught trying to, you know, cross the border illegally. And we don't know what diseases they're carrying. And Donald Trump is absolutely right in the tweet that he said that a weak border is a health crisis. Danger to the public health. Over in Iran, the head of its elite Revolutionary Guards is claiming that the United States could be the prime culprit behind COVID-19 outbreak that hit China and then Iran. It is possible that this virus is a product of a biological attack by America, which initially spread to China, then to Iran and the rest of the world. He vowed that Iran would fight the virus and cautioned that the illness will return to the United States. Well, it's already done that one here. Apparently over in Israel, up to 100,000 people are now in isolation. Israel is expanding their traveler quarantine, and they're calling it the most dangerous epidemic in the last 100 years. Okay, so getting on back here. To the international news now we go. Actually, before we do that, we're going to take a phone call from Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. My phone was all, couldn't get through to you about an hour. All the circuits were weird. I don't know. Anyway, I'll get paranoid. I think the government shut me off. So I got through, thank God. Anyway, I wanted to talk about Elizabeth Warren and what a self-immolation, basically, and here she is blaming sexism again. You know, it's interesting and you were right, I was wrong about that debate with Bloomberg when everybody said he looked horrible. And I just looked at what he had to say instead of the complete optics of it. But one of the other things I saw in that debate was Elizabeth Warren and how she looked hysterical. And, you know, with her horse-faced lesbian comment and stuff, which is pretty funny, but I guess Bloomberg said it, not her. But the interesting thing is when I talk to any of the women in my family and everything, how much they really despised her. You know, that woman was what my mom called her. And then my sister, who's a lefty herself, really was upset by her antics with her saying that, you know, he told her to kill it and all these other, you know, grandstandings. So I bet you if you did a survey of the Democratic Party, you would find out that most of the sexism that's targeted towards Elizabeth Warren is other women, you know, because I saw what she was doing and you know, in that debate, and she looked like a hysterical, shrill, you know, kind of, what do they call a woman, a shrew? Is that the word for it?
Yeah. I think
but,
so.
And I think women pick up on that more than men, you know. It's probably an uncomfortable thing for them to poll or to look into it, being our media is such in the corner for crazed social justice warrior, hysterical, white, Indian pretending women from Harvard, that they would, you know, they wouldn't look at these uncomfortable facts. It's kind of like the progressive with Bernie and how, you know, you get all these lefty college girls and stuff, and they're finding out that it looks like it's the blacks, you know, that didn't want anything to do with Bernie, you know. And they went along with the Democratic establishment and their preachers and guys like Claiborne and whatever and said, you know, we don't want this Bernie guy, and we'll go with Joe Biden, you know, he's Obama's boy or whatever. And I just think it's kind of the irony to me is really what's interesting here and not commented on. It's the irony that I'll guarantee it was the women that turned on Warren, and it was really the blacks that turned on the progressives. And, you know, so it's to me, once again, it's, you know, progressives love to go out there and, you know, white lefties and college people, they love to pretend like, you know, they speak for the underclass and the blacks and all that stuff. And I think black people are smarter than that, and I give them credit. Although Biden is no spring chicken, I think that they probably are more alarmed by Bernie and his socialism, or however they want to put it. But it's just, to me, like, it's very interesting politically, that, like I said. And what's also interesting is how these subjects aren't really talked about on the mainstream media. They're just kind of glossed over. But once again, I really found it. I remember watching Elizabeth Warren and saying, boy, she's blowing herself up going after Bloomberg because she's just looking like, you know, ugly. And you can't look that ugly and then expect to win, you know. And meanwhile, you hear about other lefties commenting about that she's right, there is sexism. But you notice how they just never say anything about Tulsi Gabbard and how she's being, you know, run off the stage. And, you know, they don't talk about her when they talk about females for some reason. She's like odd man out, I guess, because of her politics.
And her prettiness.
Yeah, a real quick comment on the coronavirus. I'm still waiting for somebody to tell me whether or not it's a bioweapon or not. You think that that's something that we could know by now? You know, I mean, we spend all these billions.
If it's Chinese, they'll never admit to it. If it's American, they'll never admit to it. You know, everybody signed this treaty to ban biological weapons, and yet everybody's still out there making them, especially the United States.
Well, I'm not looking for anybody to say, like, it's a bioweapon that the Chinese did, or it's a bioweapon that we did. I can avoid, like, the for now, who's responsible. But I'd like them to come out once and for all and say whether it's a bioweapon or not, you know? But they won't. They act like, well, it's kind of like the flu.
Because the next question would be, who did such a horrible thing?
Yeah, but I mean, to me, once again, it's kind of like, how do you prepare for a flu is a lot different than how do you get yourself ready for a bioweapon, you know? And it's kind of, once again, it just shows how the people don't really want to tell you what's really going on at such a level. It's the, like, elephant in the room. And yet, nobody in the entire media has ever asked Trump, or they won't ask Pence, or they won't ask anybody whether or not it's a bioweapon. The only one that ever mentioned it I saw was Tom Cotton, the senator, saying that it was a bioweapon. And, I mean, if I was in this press, I would say, like, hey, Mr. President, you know, you have a great relationship with President Xi in China. Have you ever asked him, like, is this a bioweapon? Or do you know, you know, we have all these $1 billion worth of scientists and CDC, all these analysts and colleges and universities and research labs. Is this a bioweapon or not? You know, I mean, but it shows that it's not just the government that's keeping it away, this information from us. It's the usual suspects, the media, in bed with the government, you know. And it just bothers me. It's like, because I think that's an important thing for us to know. You know, they had to come out here, and here's Pence now. Oh, they're notifying the public, and all it is nonsense. You know, it's nothing really tangible that they're giving us. Like, it's feeding the pigs their slop. That's kind of just the way I feel about it. I'd kind of like some information.
Well, we'd all like information, and what information is out there is often self-contradictory. It's confusing. It's inaccurate. Like I said, CDC's got one set of numbers. Fox News has another set of numbers. We don't really know. And a big part of the problem, of course, is that they failed to meet their 1 million tests by Friday deadline. There aren't enough testing kits going around. We could have 1,000 more people who've got COVID-19 and we don't know because they're not able to be tested. There was one story where a nurse with all of the full protective gear, you know, working with COVID-19 patients, and she caught it, or thinks she caught it, but they won't test her. She's asked for a test. They said, we don't have the test.
Yeah, this is a real disaster in the making. We went through that MERS, remember? I remember the hysterical with that. We went through SARS. That was another one, a big hysteria there. And, you know, I hear people talk about Trump and he didn't shut down all the airplanes, you know, and everything. But, you know, just as damaging or deadly than the virus can be an economic collapse. I mean, people don't realize how razor thin, like, our economy is. And that's a problem. It's all, you know, I've been against globalism for years, just for part of the reason why is that, because you're vulnerable. But, you know, it seems like, you know, if should Obama have shut down the country with MERS? It would have been a big mistake in hindsight, wouldn't it? Or should he have shut down the entire all flights when we had SARS? You know, he didn't, and it would have been a mistake to do it in hindsight. Now, Trump, he did shut down a lot of flights from China out of the province where Wuhan is. He shut all flights from there, and he changed the flights that, you know, the one caller calls in and says, yeah, there's flights still coming into L.A., and he's right, but they're like Hong Kong, and some, and they put more stringent checks on passengers that come out. They check their temperature and everything. At the same time, they limited the amount, the airports that they are coming into. I think there's only, and this was February 1st when Trump did this, which is before it even got this bad. But Trump did limit, there's only four airports that come in from China now. I think it's like L.A., San Francisco, New York, and maybe Houston. I'm not exactly sure. So before there was like 20 different airports that the flights from China was coming in, but Trump did limit them so they could be screened when they come into this country too. So the one caller that calls and says, you know, Trump did nothing and did, I think that he was very reasonable what he did, to tell you the truth. I mean, he could have jumped the gun and said, all right, no more airplanes, shut down every train in the country, shut down every school. He could have done that a month ago and maybe appeased your one caller with the one with the Trump derangement syndrome. But that's kind of not really what you, you know, I wouldn't expect it, you know, of him to do that. He's got a big, like, a lot of plates spinning in the air to balance, you know. Once again, if he would have done that, the economy probably could have collapsed, and they would have definitely blamed it all on him. Why'd you shut down all the airplanes? Why'd you shut down all the trains and the schools? So I think Trump is actually being very reasonable, and it's a very difficult situation. I mean, I don't really envy, you know, there's kind of a lot of bad decisions to make here, you know. Do you shut down all the schools? Do you shut down all the universities, you know? So, you know, it's easy to call and run people down, but you should get your facts a little better. And also you should try to put yourself in the situation of the bigger picture, too, you know. It's, you know, I mean, Obama, I guess in hindsight from that one caller, Obama should have shut the whole country down with MERS, too, or SARS. But once again, I really like to get the information on what this virus is, because if it is a bioweapon, we need to know the nature of the bioweapon, and then possibly we will have to shut down all the schools and everything else. But right now they're just, I don't know, I just find it odd that we're not being told one way or the other.
Well, yeah, and again, I think from the Trump administration's point of view, they're trying to balance necessities, and one of their necessities is to keep the economy up, both for Trump's reelection and to avoid financial panic in general. Anyway,
yeah,
thank
you very much. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to go to Chris in Clearwater. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, you know, as of December 1st last year, that as the Law Library of Congress has recorded, that Wuhan began mandatory coronavirus vaccines. So we need to look at that, because if it's not an attenuated virus, if it's a viable virus, then it will certainly cause viral shedding, spreading to other people, which can, in the case of other vaccines, last weeks or months, depending on the vaccine. I have a call coming in. Can you still read me?
I can still hear you.
Oh, good. Okay. Sorry about that. And if I break up, let me know. I also discovered yesterday the CDC's website, and this can be validated by going to the Wayback Machine, at archive.org. When you just plug in the CDC's website for U.S. statistics for COVID-19, that they are no longer separating prospective from confirmed cases. And their site now says, quote, data include both confirmed and presumptive positive cases of COVID-19 reported to CDC or tested at CDC since January 21st, 2020, with the exception of testing results for persons repatriated to the United States from Wuhan, China, and Japan. And that's a quote. And for your information, as of March 5th, 2020, 1,583 patients had been tested at CDC. This does not include testing being done at state and local public health laboratories, which began this week. That's also a quote. And from the same webpage, CDC is no longer reporting the number of persons under investigation, or PUIs, that have been tested, as well as PUIs that have tested negative. Now that states are testing and reporting their own results, CDC's numbers are not representative of all testing being done nationwide. Now, why in the heck are they obfuscating the data and admittedly not reporting the data? Several times per day at the Wayback Machine, where the archive webpages at archive.org, several times per day they are archiving this webpage. The faulty test, I'm listening to talk shows, doing my own research, calling in the shows. And
Chris,
as far as I can,
going to put you on hold. Got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Okay, welcome back to our show here. We're coming up on the top of the hour, and the lovely Lady Claire, who is even now walking into the room here to join us, and we'll be putting her on headset here at the top of the hour. We're talking with Chris in Clearwater, and Chris, could you kind of pick up where you left off? Chris, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry, Mike. From all my speaking to, say, talk show hosts, doctors or guests of my research, that the test that's being used in hospitals is the PCR test.
Yes.
And the polymerase chain reaction test. I can't find any other test that's being used. And the PCR
antibodies test as well.
Pardon me?
I think there's an antibodies test as well.
Oh, okay. All right. I would like to, that would be more conclusive. The PCR test just measures fragments of DNA and amplifies them in order to measure them, but if your body has already cleared the virus, there's going to be that viral debris of the DNA and RNA, and as you probably know, one of the co-inventors, Carrie Mullis, who won the Nobel Prize 1993 for chemistry, said that it's not reliable, though it could be a good preliminary test. It's not conclusive. As far as I know, that the only conclusive testing would be in a cell culture where they use an electron microscope to find higher viral counts. But I'm no expert, so I'm just trying to figure out what the most conclusive way to come up with accurate statistics would be, and if that is being employed or not.
There's a genetic test where they literally go in and they map out the genome, but that's very time-consuming and very expensive. So I think they're only using it, as a second confirmation test if it's being used at all.
All right. And, the news is reporting that they're blaming Trump for having faulty tests and poor response. Well, what about the State Department of Health? I mean, I have a good friend who's a very anti-Trump, and I am as well, but for better reasons than the mainstream media reports, But he might be an apparatchik of Big Pharma, multinational corporation, these multinational corporations with no allegiance to any country. And I think that it's diverting attention, the reporting of the faulty tests is diverting attention from the fact that the PCR test is not conclusive, because when I bring that up, my friend is repeatedly insisting that, Trump didn't respond well, and these faulty tests are out there. I'm saying, well, no, even if the tests were not faulty, they're not conclusive, and that's what the media is not reporting. So when someone is so anti-federally, anti-Trump, they're going to stick with what they've been hearing on CNN, which my good friend is a listener to. So that, it needs to be pointed out that I would like to find the most conclusive data available, and I don't think it's out there. Cheryl Atkinson reported the H1N1. I'm sorry if I'm repeating this, but H1N1 tests were not being done by the states back in 2009 when there was the alleged outbreak.
Okay, Chris, we're going to have to let you go. We got to do station identification, back with the lovely Lady Claire, and more phone calls after these few words.
Would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.